Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Mundy. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Dell Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Mundy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mundy takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wallace bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Frias covering, for the out. Mundy moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foote moves to second. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Worthen hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Foley steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Kelleher reaches third base with a triple. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burris strikes out. One out. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Munday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelleher tags and scores. Two outs. It's Expos. 1, Cubs, 1. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthen strikes out. 1 out. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Earl Williams pinch hits for Barry Foote. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Williams now catching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Monday reaches second base with a double. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Morales steals second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a pop-up into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dunning now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Munday is walked intentionally. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Biotner scores. Munday moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. 1 out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Williams and he is out, Garrett applying the tag. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Williams for a passed ball. Trillo moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.